The reason we call this the perfect webinar is because we've tightly engineered it to deliver the most conversions. I believe it's as perfect as you can get. So for right now, I strongly recommend that you script out everything you're going to say word for word. That way, you know you won't forget anything. Once you've delivered the webinar live a few dozen times, it will become second nature, and you can improvise all you want. And even if you say, "No way, I don't want to read a script," at least go through the process of writing it down as you go through this section. I really want you to be successful right out of the gate. Let's go. The introduction and the one thing. In a traditional webinar, this first part of the presentation should take 5 to 10 minutes. If you are using this in other selling environments, you can do this part in a much shorter window. Its job is to build rapport and get people excited about what they are going to learn. 1. Title slide. The title slide is the first thing people will see when they log on to the webinar or watch the replay. It's got the webinar headline you wrote earlier. The goal here is to encourage curiosity and get people to stick around. 2. Intro/rapport. Earlier, you learned about one-sentence persuasion by Blair Warren. Remember he said, "People will do anything for those who encourage their dreams, justify their failures, allay their fears, confirm their suspicions, and help them throw rocks at their enemies." I like to cover this at the very beginning of my presentations as a way to build instant rapport with my audience. Here's how we do it. Justify their failures. Now, I'm guessing for a lot of you, this is probably not your first webinar. The first thing I want to mention is that if you failed at this in the past, it's not your fault. There's a lot of information out there, and it can be confusing. Many times, that information overload keeps you from success. It's okay. Allay their fears. If you've been concerned in the past that you just can't succeed, I want to put those fears to rest. You can do this. You just need the right person to explain it to you. Throw rocks at their enemies. The big corporations want you to think you need a lot of venture capital or some fancy college degree to be successful. I'm here to tell you they're wrong. They have their own reasons for wanting you to think that, but it's not true. Confirm suspicions. If you've ever thought that the government and the banks actually want you to fail, you're probably right. They don't benefit from you succeeding. They want to keep you in debt and in need. The difference with us is that we actually care about your success and truly want to see you living the life of your dreams. Encourage their dreams. So, that's what we're here for. I know you have a dream to change the world and make an impact, and I want to show you how to make that happen during this webinar. 3. The ruler. Goal number 1. The new opportunity. Make it inclusive. The next slide is what I call the ruler. It's the measuring stick people will use to judge your webinar. If you don't tell them what your goals are, even if you do everything perfectly, they may be upset because their goal was different than yours. So, I like to tell people right away what my goals are, what I want them to get from the presentation. If they aren't looking for a similar goal, they have the opportunity to leave at that point. The goal is always to help them to see that this new opportunity will give them their greatest desires, increase their status, and help them achieve their goals. I also take this opportunity to be inclusive of any people who aren't sure whether they are in the right spot. I don't want people wondering during the whole presentation, "Is this for me?" I want them to know up front that this is exactly what they need. My goal for this presentation is to help two types of people. For those who are beginners, you'll get what the presentation slash new opportunity will do for them, or how it will fulfill their desires. For more experienced people, you'll get alternative. Sometimes my inclusion is for beginners versus advanced, but other times it's based on different parts of the market who may be watching. For example, if you own a retail store, you'll get one thing from my presentation. But if you own an online store, you'll get another from the presentation. 4. The ruler. Goal number 2. The big domino. This next slide is typically an extension of my goal, and it's where I first show them the big domino. Remember you created your big domino sentence earlier? It looked like this. If I can make them believe that new opportunity is key to what they desire most, and it is only attainable through specific vehicle, then all other objections and concerns become obsolete. So this slide restates that sentence in the form of goals. Remember, they need to believe that your specific vehicle is the only way to get what they desire most. 5. Qualify yourself. Here's where you introduce yourself and let people know why they should listen to you. I'm not a big fan of bragging, but you need to make sure you have postured yourself in a way that they see you as an expert and an authority. This shows them you have already achieved what they desire. Don't get into the game of sharing every stat about yourself and reading a 10-page bio. This is annoying and does not build rapport. Briefly touch on the external result, but then dig a little deeper and talk about the internal result your achievement gave you as well. These are the two things you'll be discussing with your first Epiphany Bridge story. 6. Epiphany Bridge Story Number 1. Origin Story. This is where you transition into your backstory for your first Epiphany Bridge story. Tell your origin story. The series of events that first convinced you this new opportunity was the vehicle for you. This will be your first attempt to knock down the big domino. Use the Epiphany Bridge script to tell the story in a way that gives them the same epiphany you had. If you succeed, they will be sold after this first story. And everything else you say from this point forward will strengthen their initial aha. 7. Liken your story to them. After you tell your epiphany story, some people will think, "That's great, but it has nothing to do with me." So next, you need to make it relevant for them. The way you do that is to reframe it in some way that's familiar to their situation. Tell them what's traditionally been done. Then explain why that's hard or confusing. Finally, explain how your solution makes it easy or better. You guys probably don't want to be in the potato gun business, but funnels still apply to whatever you do. Here's how you traditionally sell your products. You put a whole bunch of products on a web page and hope visitors buy something before they leave. Here's why that's hard. You have no control over where they're clicking or what they're seeing next. It's just a big hodgepodge of products. Funnels make e-commerce scalable because you're leading the customer down a path where they only have to look at one product at a time. And the upsells help you earn more from each customer. 8. Case study or proof. If you have a quick case study of someone you've worked with having success with this, or an example that helps them see how it will work for them, you would include that here. Not only has this worked for me, but here's a story about Trey, who was on this same webinar recently, and look at the transformation he's had in just 6 short months. 9. Transition to the 3 secrets. For many people, the initial story will get them excited, but objections and false beliefs will also start to pop up as soon as you introduce the new opportunity. This is where you transition to the content section of the webinar, where you will start breaking and rebuilding their false belief patterns. Introduce what you're going to teach during the webinar. The 3 secrets, of course, are designed to counteract or negate the top 3 false beliefs you just mentioned. You already created the titles of these 3 secrets, so you can plug them in here and introduce them to everyone. Here's what we're going to cover during the next 45 minutes or so. Secret number 1, funnel hacking. How to ethically steal over $1 million worth of funnel hacks from your competitors for under $100. Secret number 2, funnel cloning. How to then clone their proven funnel inside of ClickFunnels in less than 10 minutes. Secret number 3, my number 1 traffic hack. How to get the exact same customers who are currently going to your competitors' funnels to start coming to your funnel instead. Okay, now you've got the first part of the presentation scripted. Next, let's dive into the actual content delivery. Secret number 14. Breaking and rebuilding belief patterns. Everything you have done to this point has been designed to encourage curiosity, build rapport, and introduce the new opportunity. Now, we're transitioning to the content section of the presentation. You'll be tempted to switch into teacher mode at this point, and if you're not careful, it will destroy your sales. This is not a teaching presentation. This is a presentation to inspire people and cause them to actually take action to change their lives. The teaching is what you do after they have purchased. Teaching does not have a place in the webinar. It's the surest way to kill sales. Remember, you are focusing on identifying their false belief patterns, breaking them, and rebuilding them with the truth. I'm sure that for some of you, this concept doesn't make sense, or you got a little upset about it. When I first tried to sell something I had created that I knew would change people's lives, I did it in teacher mode. I taught my best stuff, knowing that as soon as they heard it, they'd want more. Right? Wrong. Instead, people told me my content was amazing, but then they just left with all the cool new stuff they had learned. They never actually implemented what I had created for them. While I was trying my best to help them, it actually hurt them because they didn't shift their beliefs, didn't buy anything, and never changed their lives. I was a failed expert and coach. I honestly believe that the greatest service you can provide for someone is getting them to buy something. The act of buying creates a commitment that causes them to actually take action. Dozens of my friends have come to my events as free guests, where someone sitting next to them had paid $25,000 to be in the same room. The strange thing is that, so far, none of those friends have ever actually launched successful businesses from the info they got at the event. None. Yet, for those who paid to be in the room, our success rate is almost 100%. One of my early mentors, Bill Glazer, explained that I was actually keeping people from success because I was teaching them. I was so confused, and it took me a few years before I understood what he meant and how to change my method so it worked. Over the years, I slowly learned how to structure my content in such a way that it teaches and inspires, but also, and most importantly, causes people to take action. For some of you, this will feel strange at first because you aren't teaching them all the cool stuff you want to share, but you need to understand that the type of teaching you are doing here is the foundation for change. I remember being frustrated the first time I did a presentation this way, but when I was done, two very distinct things happened. Instead of making just a few sales like I normally did, I made hundreds of sales. And second, 10 times more people than usual told me that the content changed their lives. It's kind of funny. Even though I wasn't teaching them, I was breaking beliefs that had held them back for years and giving them new, empowering beliefs. This is actually teaching in its most pure form. It's just different than what you're used to. The time for teaching strategy and tactics will come, but they need to come in with the right belief systems first. 10. State the secret. Here, you quickly state the first secret. Secret number 1. How to ethically steal over $1 million worth of funnel hacks from your competitors for under $100. Then you transition immediately into the next slide by saying, "Now let me tell you a quick story." 11. Share your epiphany bridge. Next, you will tell your second epiphany bridge story, which will kill the number one false belief they have about the new opportunity you are presenting. This story will help the audience better understand the new opportunity. Remember, the goal isn't to teach them, but to tell the stories around it to give them the epiphanies that will create desire and belief. They have to figure it out themselves. 12. Show other people's results. The audience will immediately think, "That's great for Russell, but he's like a superhero." You've already positioned yourself as an expert, as someone successful, so you show some results that ordinary people have gotten from your vehicle. Go back to your initial beta group and start sharing some of those great results, testimonials, and stories that are tied to this first secret. 13. Break the related beliefs. Of course, people are going to have lots of other false beliefs and objections about this secret, right? We made a list of all their false chains of belief in secret number 9. Then you listed each one that was related to it in secret number 10. So, it's time to revisit the rest of your list from earlier. It's time to break any other core beliefs they might have related to the vehicle. I learned a cool way to do this from Jason Fladlin. We were doing a webinar, and he kept track of every objection he could think of during the whole thing. Then, at the end, he spent about 90 minutes busting every objection on the list. You're probably thinking you need a lot of money to drive traffic, right? Well, actually, you only need 100 clicks a day. You're probably thinking you need to know how to code, right? Well, actually, you can just clone other people's funnels right inside ClickFunnels. He went on and on like that for about 50 false beliefs that I hadn't even mentioned in the main webinar. I was starting to sweat because we'd been on for 3 hours and he was still talking. What were people going to think? But what actually happened was amazing. At the end of the webinar, we sold 3 times more during his 90 minutes of "You're probably thinking X, right?" than we sold in the first 90 minutes of the webinar. We were live for 3 hours and had a record-breaking day. He just kept breaking false beliefs until there were no more objections that anyone could possibly think of. There was absolutely no resistance left. And it didn't just work that one time. Our Inner Circle clients, Brandon and Kaylin Poulin, were already killing it on their webinars, selling around $200,000 a month. Then they heard me mention this strategy and tried it out. At the end of their webinar, they went on for 30 minutes just busting through false beliefs and ended up doubling their sales. So, go back to your lists of false beliefs you created in secret number 9. Find the ones associated with this secret and quickly break those beliefs that may be holding your followers back. These stories are usually told in 30 to 60 seconds. Just mention the false belief and give a quick story or 1 or 2 sentences about why that belief is wrong and what the truth is. 14. Restate the new belief as an undeniable truth. Finally, you're just going to restate the secret as an undeniable truth. The old belief pattern has been shattered, and you've installed a new one. And that's the most powerful thing you can do as an educator and an expert. So, now I've shown you how you can ethically steal over $1 million worth of funnel hacks for under $100. Isn't that awesome? 15 through 24. Rinse and repeat for secrets number 2 and number 3. Once you've gone through these steps for the first secret, go back and repeat steps 10 through 14 for the other 2 secrets. That's going to be the majority of your webinar content. When you change your presentation to this style, you are giving them more than just strategies and tactics. You're giving them a paradigm shift. You're changing their world from "I can't" to "I can" and "I will." That's the biggest gift you can give people: hope and belief in themselves. When you go through this process, you'll spend 45 to 60 minutes breaking those underlying issues, and all of a sudden, the huge domino falls down. They have a new belief in the one thing, and the whole world is open to them. After the webinar, you'll hear people saying, "I learned so much in that webinar. I had this emotional change." Again, you as the educator might feel like you didn't teach that much, but you did more than teach. You completely transformed the way they view the world, which is what you need to do if you're expecting them to adopt your new opportunity. 25. The transition to selling. As I start to move from the content section to the stack and closes, I use a few techniques to cement the new concepts into their minds and make a simple, non-stressful transition to the selling section of the presentation. The first thing is to show them how they could actually get the results they desire most if they actually follow what I showed them. So I'll go back through my three secrets and say something like, "So let me ask you a question. If you followed what I showed you in secret number one and found a funnel that is already working, and then you did what I showed you in secret number two and used ClickFunnels to build out a similar funnel in just 10 minutes, and then you used secret number three to get traffic from the same place your competitors are getting it from, do you think you could be successful?" When you break it down like that, so they can connect the dots, they have to say yes. If they've said yes to that question, that means all the internal beliefs have been knocked down, and the big domino has fallen. When I'm speaking on stage and can actually see the audience, those who are nodding their heads to that question are the ones who end up running to the back of the room to buy. If anyone isn't nodding, something in my presentation didn't convince them the big domino was true. When you sell in person, you have the ability to ask follow-up questions and figure out their specific false beliefs. Then you can address those concerns and close them. You don't have that luxury in group sales like webinars. So you have to include as many objections and false beliefs in the presentation as possible. That first transition question will help you gauge whether they are sold, and it will help them convince themselves that they are sold as well. 26. The question. Now it's time to start the actual sales section of the webinar. You've taught the three secrets, you've broken false beliefs, it's time to reveal what you have to offer. The hardest part of selling on a webinar for most people is transitioning into the close. They get nervous and shaky. The hesitation and lack of confidence shows in their voice and body language. I used to get nervous too, until I learned a magic question from one of my mentors, Armand Morin. He taught me that the best way to make that transition is to simply say, "Let me ask you a question." That's the secret. It takes off all pressure and lets you make a seamless transition. I then ask them a few things. How many of you are excited about what we just talked about? How many of you are feeling a little overwhelmed because we've covered so much? Then I try to get them to laugh by showing them a picture of someone with a fire hose in their mouth. That usually gets a laugh, and it allows me to explain how it's impossible to show them everything they need to get results in a 60-minute presentation, but that I tried to cover as much as possible. I tell them that I created a special package for those who are ready to move forward and want to implement this new opportunity. Then I ask permission to share it with them. Is it okay with you if I spend 10 minutes going over a very special offer I created to help you implement my product? Then I wait until they say yes or I see heads nodding. I want them to say yes first. Once you get permission, all the awkward feelings about selling disappear. In the rare times when no one speaks or there's an awkward silence, I say something like, "All right, it's totally fine if you guys don't want to know this stuff. I already know it. This isn't about me. This is for you. Are you okay if I spend 10 minutes and show you how it can change your life?" If you followed the script up to this point, they're going to say yes, and you can introduce your offer. This transition helps you recap everything you've said in the webinar up to that point, and once again, sets those new belief patterns in place. Once you transition into your sales pitch, you're going to use one of my favorite techniques, the stack. Secret number 15. The stack. I consider this my secret weapon. I learned it after watching Armand Morin speak on stage in front of over 1,000 people. He closed nearly half the room with almost no effort. I pulled him aside to find out what he was doing, and he explained the stack. I started using it immediately and went from closing an average 5 to 10% of a room at a live event to consistently closing 40% or more. Then I started using it on my sales webinars and saw a dramatic increase in sales each time. It's worked so well and so consistently that I will never give a sales presentation again without it. The big idea is that the only thing prospects remember when you sell is the last thing you showed them. He explained that most sales presentations focus on the core offer, then a list of bonuses and a call to action. So all people remember is the last bonus mentioned. If they don't think the last thing you offered is worth the price, they simply won't buy. Remember the stack slide you made back in secret number 9? It's time to use it. As you go through the offer with your audience, you'll explain the first element of your offer, then show it on the stack slide, all by itself. Then reveal the second element of your offer, and come back to the stack slide that shows the first element along with the second one. You do this for each element in the offer. You talk about it, then add it to the stack slide. So the audience sees the value adding up. The last thing you show them before you reveal the price is the full stack slide with the entire offer. When you present this way, the audience associates the price with the full offer and not just the last thing you mentioned. I'm going to walk you through all the slides I normally use with my stack so you can see how this works. I always lead in with the transition question from the last chapter, then I start revealing what they're going to get. 27. What you're gonna get. Here, I usually show a digital image representing the course content. I explain that when they invest right away, they will get instant access to my masterclass. 28. Quick high-level recap of deliverables. A big mistake people make is going deep into each module explaining what will be covered each week. Don't do that. It overwhelms and confuses your audience. Just give them a high-level look at each module. Go through this really quickly. It should only take about 30 seconds. Now let me show you some people who've had a chance to go through this. 29. Show 3 case studies. Here, you will highlight the success stories from the beta group you ran earlier. Over time, you'll add in other success stories as they happen. Let me introduce you to tell case study number 1. Then there's tell case study number 2, and probably my favorite story is tell case study number 3. 30. Who this works for. All inclusive. After you present the case studies, people often think, that's great, but it won't work for me. They think, that person lives in Australia, or that person is in a different industry. They think their business or personal circumstances are different from the case study details, so it won't work for them. This is where you make a blanket statement about all the different people it works for. Be as inclusive as possible here. So I want to go back and make sure you realize who this is for. Business example. It's for people just starting out, or those who are already successful and want to scale. Weight loss example. It's for people who have 100 pounds to lose, or those who only have 5 more to go. It even helps people who don't need to lose weight, but want to build healthy muscle. 31. Destroy the number one reason people don't get started. Usually, there's a common reason people don't get started right away. It's the elephant in the room. Address it head on so they don't keep thinking about it through the rest of your presentation. The biggest excuse I hear with ClickFunnels is that they don't have a product to sell yet. So I tell them they don't need to have a product. They can use affiliate products. And we actually teach them how to make a product if that's what they want to do. Destroy your audience's number one objection about the training right here. You might be thinking you can't get started with this because... Here's why that's a mistake that will hold you back from success. 32. Stack slide number 1. Reveal the first stack slide with the 6-week masterclass on it. Be sure to include the value of the item on the slide. 33. Introduce element number 2. The tools. It's time to introduce the tools you created on your stack slide in secret number 11. I tell them that when they invest today, they will also receive this extra cool thing. Quickly review the tools they're going to get. Don't go too deep or you'll overwhelm people. As part of this package, you're going to get... It's a tool to help you... 34. You'll be able to / you'll be able to get rid of. I want them to realize that investing in this thing shouldn't cost them any money. It should only save them money. So remind them what they are now able to do, but also what they will be able to get rid of. Hopefully, the money they save will be more than what they are actually paying. That way, it's a truly irresistible offer. 35. The problem this tool solved for you. When I was first figuring this stuff out, I ran into a big roadblock. I didn't know how to solve this problem, so I had to create a tool for myself. 36. How much time and money this tool will save them. Talk about all the time and money you had to spend to overcome that big roadblock that the tool saved you from. Maybe you had to spend a year developing email templates, or you had to hire expensive lawyers to draft just the right contracts. Then explain that they won't have to, because you're just going to include the tool for them. When you use this tool, not only do you save the time and money I spent to develop it, but you also save what could be months or years of wasted time and money because you'll be doing it right the first time. There's no trial and error period. 37. Break related beliefs about the tools. As we've done in other sections, here I mention any false beliefs they may have about the tools or their abilities to use them, and I quickly break and rebuild those belief patterns. 38. Stack slide number 2. This is where the magic starts happening. Show the stack slide again with the masterclass on top and the tools on the second line. Then update the total value price at the bottom to show what the offer is now worth. 39. Introduce tangible byproduct number 1, related to secret number 1. Here, you introduce the next component of the offer they'll receive when they invest. It's the tangible byproduct you identified previously. 40. Pain and cost. Here, you talk again about the pain and cost you had to go through to create this first byproduct. 41. Ease and speed for them. Whatever the pain and cost was to you doesn't matter, because the bonus is going to make it easier and faster for them to get results. 42. Break related beliefs. As we've done in other sections, here I discuss any false beliefs they may have about the bonus or their abilities to use it. Then I quickly break and rebuild those belief patterns. 43. Stack slide number 3. Do you see how this works now? You mention an element, then add it to the stack. Mention another element and add it to the stack. Sometimes you may feel you're getting repetitive, but that is the key. It helps your audience understand the offer completely. The first few times I did this, I felt silly each time I restacked it, but after I added it and started closing 300% more people during my presentations, I quickly stopped feeling silly. This is the key to success when selling to the masses. 44 through 53. Introduce your other 2 tangible byproducts. Repeat steps 39 through 43 for your second and third tangibles. Show the pain and costs you had to go through to create it, then show the ease and speed of use this will create for them. Break any false beliefs, then stack again. After you've done that for the second and third tangibles, you have your full stack slide. 54. Stack slide number 5. The big stack. I call this the big stack slide because it has the entire contents of your offer, including the value of each piece. You also want to total everything up and have the value be 10 times as much as the actual price will be. If the value doesn't reach that level, consider adding something more valuable to your offer. 55. If all statements. Now that we've given them the big value price, we need to convince them that this offer is actually worth that much and get them to admit it to themselves. We do that by using something Dave Van Hoos calls if-all statements. An if-all statement reads like this. If all this package did was blank, would it be worth $11,552? I usually transition by saying something like, now obviously I'm not going to charge you $11,552, but if I did charge you $11,552 and all it did was blank, would it be worth it to you? Then do three if-all statements based on your three secrets. They've now said yes three times when you asked them if what you are selling is actually worth the total value, usually a 10-time markup. Now, when you discount the price to what you're actually selling it for, they are getting a 90% discount from what they believe and have said it's worth. 56. I had two choices. I like to use the "I had two choices" close at this point, because it gets them to agree that you should charge them more in order to make the program better. I had two choices with this. I could go as cheap as possible and try to sell as many as possible, but the problem with that is I couldn't really stack on the value for you. So I decided to go with a second option, which obviously requires a slightly higher investment on your side, but in exchange for that, we can dedicate more time, energy, and resources to help guarantee your success. 57. What would the end result be worth? Before you reveal the actual price, ask them what the end result would be worth to them. So, if you had a successful funnel today that was making you money, what would it be worth to you? And then I stop and wait for them to answer that question in their minds. How much would you pay to have that one successful funnel? And then I stop and wait for them to think about it for a few seconds. You can probably see why people pay $1,000 for a similar result from me, because it's not a cost, it's an investment. 58. Price drop. Now I come back to the full price I showed them right before the if-all statements. Here is the first time you reveal the actual price. Tell them the real price and give your first call to action, asking them to click on a button, go to a certain website, or call a phone number. Every slide after this will have a call to action link, so when they are ready, they can sign up. 60. Price justification. For years, I ended my sales presentations with the price on the last slide. As I gained experience, I realized that the elements that come after the initial price reveal are vitally important to closing the sale. So, we give the initial price, and some people will still have sticker shock. I need to let that price marinate for a while, as I justify why it's actually not that expensive. My first price justification is usually related to either showing them what the full price would be outside of the current presentation, or comparing it to the price of other options for getting a similar result. Apples versus oranges. Full price example. Now, let me put this into perspective for you. If you went to my regular website right now, you could buy this same product for blank. But because you've invested this time with me, and you've proven that you really want to get this result, I'm making a special offer just for this webinar. Apples versus oranges example. If you were to hire a professional to do this for you, it might cost blank. But because you're learning how to do it yourself, and I'm giving you all the tools and resources to make it happen fast, you only pay blank. 61. You've got two choices. Now, I like to mention the choices they can make. So, at this point, you have two choices. Choice number one is to do nothing. If you do nothing with the information you've learned over the last hour, what will you get? Nothing. Or, you can choose to take a leap of faith. Just test it out to see if it will work for you. 62. Guarantee. Then I reveal that it's okay if it doesn't work for them, because they're covered with a 30-day money-back guarantee. They can test drive it now and see if it will work for them. They have nothing to lose. 63. The real question is this. Now that they know they have nothing to lose, I like to make their choice as simple as possible. Help them see that this really is a no-brainer. The real question is this. Is it worth gambling a few minutes of your time to check this out? Even if it only does half of what I've claimed today, it will pay for itself. 64. Stack slide. Next, I show them the big stack slide one last time, with everything they're going to get and the total value. I go through each element line by line one last time to cement the offer in their minds before my final pitch. 65. Urgency and scarcity bonus. The two most valuable tools in marketing are urgency and scarcity. Here, you're going to add a bonus upgrade that's only available right then. You can create urgency and scarcity by offering something special to a certain number of people, or for a certain amount of time, or both. Do not skip this part. It is the key to getting people to buy immediately. If they leave the webinar, the chances of them coming back and buying later are almost zero. In fact, I usually give a bonus only for those who are actually on live that I don't offer to those who only watch the replays later. That encourages people to show up live, but it also gives them a reason to sign up before the presentation is over. The deadline is the key. 66. Closing call to action and Q&A slide. This is the slide I end my presentation with, and it stays up during the entire question and answer session. There are a few key components to this slide. Recap of the offer, countdown clock for 30 minutes, price, call to action. Then it's time to answer questions. Sometimes I'll take questions live from the audience, and other times I'll actually pre-write many of the questions I know people typically have. I then go through those questions and give another call to action after each one. That gives me lots of opportunities to repeat the link for people to buy. I also try to think about any other false beliefs they may still have, then use our sentence, "You're probably thinking it won't work for you, right?" And that is the stack. That single concept has made me more money than anything else I've ever done in this business. Study it. Master it. There is no greater gift I could give you than this. Secret number 16. Trial closes. I use two types of closes in my presentations. The first type, trial closes, I use almost every 60 seconds or less. The other I use throughout the stack. You'll want to use both kinds in your presentations as well. Let's take a look at each of them and how they work. Trial closes. Years ago, I had heard rumors of a guy nicknamed the Pied Piper of Real Estate. His real name is Ted Thomas, and he is a real estate speaker famous for being so good at selling from the stage that he would have hundreds of people line up behind him, waving their credit cards in the air and walk with him to the back of the room to buy his program. One day, I had the chance to witness this in person, and it was one of the coolest things I had ever seen. A few years later, I was speaking at an event and noticed that Ted was in the audience. I was so nervous. One of the best closers in the world was about to watch me try to close this room. I did my best to ignore the butterflies in my stomach and delivered a pretty good presentation. While I did get a lot of sign-ups, I didn't get a huge table rush. After my presentation, Ted introduced himself and invited me to lunch. As we ate, he started asking me casual questions. After a few minutes, he started to grin. I asked him why he was smiling. He laughed and said, "What's your head doing right now?" I realized I was nodding my head up and down, and had been since the moment we started talking. He said, "What I've been doing is a little technique I call trial closes. I've been asking you dozens of little yes or no questions where the only answer is yes. You instantly started nodding, and you didn't stop until I pointed it out just now." He then went on to explain that the reason I didn't get a table rush was because the first time I asked the audience to say yes was when I was asking for their money. When you watch me speak, you'll notice that all the heads in the audience are nodding the entire time. I am constantly asking simple questions to get people to say yes over and over again. So when I ask them to give me money at the end, they've already told me yes hundreds of times before that. I thought that was pretty cool. But to be completely honest, I thought he was oversimplifying his skills. I didn't think his trial closes could possibly have that big of an impact on sales. But I decided to test it out. At the time, I had an automated webinar that had been running profitably for 5 or 6 months. I listened to the recording and found a few dozen places where I could add in trial closes. I recorded just the trial closes and inserted them into the audio file. I didn't expect much, but what happened was amazing. That webinar went from making $9.45 per registrant to $16.50 per registrant, just by me adding in the trial closes. From that day forward, I was sold. I wrote out simple trial closes on note cards and put them around my desk. As I worked through my various presentations, every time I'd see a card, I'd use that trial close. Here are some examples of trial closes that I've used dozens of times in each of my presentations. Are you ready to get started? Are you all getting this? Is this making sense? Can you imagine if that happened to you? Who here wants a free copy of this? Would you like to be our next case study? You've heard them talk about this before, right? Isn't that cool? Isn't that exciting? Am I right? Can you see yourself doing this? I'm sure you've noticed this too, right? I could go on and on. It's become ingrained in how I write and speak. You've heard me using trial closes throughout this book, haven't you? Notice what I did there? Whoa, I did it again, didn't I? Get used to using lots of little statements that get your audience to think or say yes over and over again. The more you can get them to say yes, the more likely they will accept the epiphanies you've shared with them and the offer presented. Trial closes are a huge part of telling effective stories. The 16 closes. When you get to the end of the presentation and start the stack, there are lots of really good closes you can use, but I have 16 favorites that I use repeatedly. Several mentioned here I've learned from Jason Fladlin's webinar Pitch Secrets 2.0, pages 34 through 43, who has kindly let me share them for you in this book. I don't use all of them in all presentations, but I pick a handful of those that help strengthen my argument. I already built some of my favorites into the previous stack for you. I want to explain all of them, though, so you can pick and choose which ones to plug into your presentations. Some will work better than others for different types of presentations, so just choose the ones that flow naturally and make the most sense. For each of the following closes, I will briefly explain the concept, then tell you how I would use that close in my own presentations. Money is good. The goal is to get people to disassociate their fear about spending money with you. Money is a tool for exchange. You spend money to get something greater in return. So, I want you to think about something for a minute. What is money? A lot of people have fear about money, and even bigger fears about spending money, but you need to understand that money is good. It's just a tool that was created for exchange. Other than that, there is no real value in money. You can't use it to stay warm, you can't eat it. You can only trade it for something else that you want. Just think, everyone who exchanges money for something does it because they feel that what they are getting in exchange is greater than keeping the money or using it for something else. At least, that's what I expect when I buy something. I don't actually know for sure until I do buy it and try it out and can see the results. But my question for you is this. Would you exchange that money for those results? If the answer is yes, then you need to get started right now. And if you have any fear that it might not be what you expected, or that you might not be able to get those results, just let us know, and we'll give you your money back. disposable income. The goal is to help them realize that they are spending the disposable income on things that aren't serving them well, and by spending that money on things that will help them grow, they will have long-term fulfillment. When you use the disposable income close, they get that they do have the money to invest. Most people in this world live paycheck to paycheck. Every couple of weeks you get paid, and then you pay your fixed costs like rent and food, then there's usually some money left over. We call that disposable income. Most people are going to blow that every single month. If they have $1,000 in disposable income, they're going to spend it until it's gone. They might spend it on movies or ice cream or travel, all short-term pleasures that are gone in an instant. But the cool thing is that money replenishes. Every 2 weeks, boom, there's another $1,000 in disposable income you can spend. Most people spend that cash on things that don't really add value to their lives in a meaningful way. You should be investing that money into products, programs, and services that will actually help you. That's the power of disposable income. It comes back. Every 2 weeks, boom, there's more money. Money replenishes. The goal for this close is to help people realize that while each month money comes back, time does not. And if they're not careful, they will run out of time. Do you think it's okay to dip into your savings or leverage your credit and spend money you might not have to get started today? This is a serious question. Do you think it's okay or not? Some people say yes and some say no. Let's talk about this for a minute. Every month, money replenishes, right? But this is the key. Time does not replenish. It disappears. So you could go out and spend months or years of your valuable time to figure something out, but you will never get that time back. Instead, you could save that time and effort because I've already spent it for you and work directly with me instead. It will cost you money to get started, but that money will come back, whereas the time away from your family in trial and error is wasted effort and is gone forever. Break old habits. The goal for this close is to help them realize that if they leave today without investing, nothing in their life will change. Habits are really hard to change. I could leave the webinar right now and go enjoy the rest of the afternoon. I'm already successful. This is already working for me. But this is not about me. This is about you. If you leave now, you might think you learned a lot of cool stuff, but my guess is that by morning tomorrow, you'll have already slipped back into your normal routines. Right? You just do what you've always done. That's what most people do. But because I'm your coach, your friend, your mentor, I'm not going to let you go back to your old habits. I'm going to make sure you're successful by breaking them. If you want real, lasting change, you need repeated exposure to the full system. That's what you'll get when you invest today. Information alone. My goal for this close is to help them understand that while they have gotten some awesome information, they can't rely on information alone. They need coaching and accountability, too. So now I've told you how the whole system works. I've shown you how you can blank. I've shown you that you only need blank to make this all work. But you know what? To be successful with this, you're going to need more than information alone. I know you can be successful with this system, but you're going to need coaching. You will have questions that need answering, and you might need help in the accountability department, too. Let me tell you, I take my job as a coach very seriously. I won't let you quit on yourself. We will get through everything together. I can't do that with just a few videos and some PDFs. Information alone won't cut it. My success rate when people go at this by themselves is almost 0%. But my success rate for those who work with me is closer to fill-in-the-blank percent. If information were enough, then you could have just turned to Google. You need a guide who has been there before, who can take you there right now. Money or excuses? The goal of this close is to get them to quit making excuses about why they can't buy. I've been in this business a long time, and I've found there are only two kinds of people. Those who are good at making money, losing weight, etc., and those who are good at making excuses. You can't be both. If you're the one making excuses, I hate to say it, but I think you're going to have a really hard time with this. The good news is that you get to choose. In this moment, you can choose which type of person you're going to be. Don't be someone who makes excuses. Be someone who actually fill in the blank. Your two choices. The goal of this close is for them to understand why you are charging so much money and to make sure they are okay with that. When we were deciding how to price this, we had two choices. The first was to go as cheap as possible and sell as many as we could. Now, the problem with that is we would have no real incentive to pile on the value. It would cost us more for those bonuses than the whole course would be worth. Our second choice was to raise the price a little and give you absolutely everything you need to succeed. Their two choices. The goal for this close is to help them realize they are crazy if they don't invest with you today. The way I see it, you've got two choices. Your first option is to do nothing and not take this leap of faith, which is 100% risk-free. Your second option is to pony up this tiny investment today, compared to all the value you'll get in return, and just give it a shot. See if it'll work for you. If it doesn't, for whatever reason, you get your money back. There's no risk. You have nothing to lose but the stress and headaches. Us versus them. The goal for this close is to call out people as either doers or dabblers. I'm guessing there are two kinds of people listening to me right now. You're either a doer or a dabbler. The dabblers love to sit and listen and learn, but they rarely ever do anything and often look for any excuse not to move forward. Some of you are doers. You're not sure how this is going to work for you, but you see how it's worked for me and for other people, so you have faith that it will work for you as well. And what I've found is that it's the doers who get ahead in life, while the dabblers don't ever really seem to progress. The handhold. This close is where you actually walk them through the sign-up process. When you are ready to change your life, this is what you need to start doing. First, open up a browser window. I don't care if it's Google Chrome, Firefox, Safari. I'm going to open Chrome right now and show you how this works. Type in this web address. On this page, you're going to see fill in the blank. Then you're going to click here and fill out this form. After that, you'll be taken to this page where you can create your account. If you have any issues, this link will connect you to my support desk where they can answer any of your questions. Say goodbye. In this close, I want to show them all the pain that will instantly disappear after they invest. Once you've been through this training and have everything set up, you can say goodbye to the stress of fill in the blank. You'll never have to worry about it again. Can you imagine what life will be like when those things have instantly disappeared from your life? What will you do with all the extra time, energy, money, etc.? Now and later. In this close, I want to paint a picture of their life now compared to what it could become if they invest. So, I want to paint a picture of where I was before I started with the new opportunity. I struggled with blank. I wasn't able to blank. Things were hard because fill in the blank. Does that sound familiar? But now, I want you to get a vision of what life could be like. Ever since new opportunity, I've been able to blank. Now I'm able to blank and things are amazing. Can you imagine what that would be like? Only excuses. The goal of this close is to call out any excuses that might be keeping them back, and then defuse them. If you didn't sign up immediately, you're probably thinking one of two things. First, you might be thinking, blank. Don't worry. We spend the whole first module showing you blank. I'm also going to show you how we figured out blank. I'm going to give you templates.